Yeah, but it is, the smaller wood is just fireplace wood is what I'd say.
Well, but you would say kindling?
Yes. That's what he called it.
Would you call it that?
Well, I'd say just a fireplace wood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the back log would be different from the fireplace wood because they put this big back log in behind, you know. And then they'd have some dog irons to lay these little sticks on about like that, cross on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd put the fire coals or whatever you're going to start the fire with underneath this wood.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd hold the wood, you know, so it wouldn't smother the fire.
Oh, that seems... Well, now... What would this stove burn that you told me you had a little stove?
It is a wood cook stove.
Oh, that was your cook stove.
The cook stove. Well, then the heater. Well, it was a wood, wood heater.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know anything about kerosene heaters or electric heaters or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know there's such a thing.
Well, now that black stuff that would get
soot
in the stove, and then in the fireplace you'd have to clean out
the chimney.
And then the logs would burn and all, you'd have to have
we had a big bucket. We call it the ash bucket.
Oh, and that's what you
and we had
collect?
A shovel
and
a poker for the fireplace to turn the wood over if you wanted to, or pull out the dog irons if it has got back in the chimney too much, take that
firewood. They had what they ash hopper to carry these ashes out in.
And we'd
fill that up,
put it.
And then they'd pour water and let it run out and make lye to make soap.
Make
out
the
of
soap.
It.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't anything that went to waste.
Oh, so you even, you kept everything.
You made your stove. And you'd put this lye in this hopper. It is a great big thing, and the planks were put in like this. And it is, it'd be, it'd be about that long. And this, they had, where these planks come together down here, why, there'd be a little trough there, and you'd put these ashes in this hopper, I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, and then when you got ready to make your soap, you'd pour water in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd take it all day anyway, maybe longer, for that to soak on down through, you know, and get to this little trough. And then they'd have a crock or jar or something to catch that lye in.
Oh.
Then they'd save that and take our meat skins and old grease, and we'd make soap out of that. There wasn't anything wasted back in those days.
Oh, that's just amazing. And you knew how to do that.
Yes, we knew. We sure did. We had to watch that old hopper to keep that lye from running over. We couldn't waste that because they needed that to make soap.
That's just amazing. You had to work so much harder now.
Well, the way the people...
We didn't know any better then.
No, we didn't. That is the way that we all live.
Mm-hmm.
One wasn't ahead of the other
in
that respect. Even the higher class of people, they had to have that old lash hopper just like the poor people.
Because there was no other way.
We didn't buy soap. We didn't buy everything we used then.
Like
the new name.
If you're in Elijah, Missouri, Silver Dollar City, you may have heard of it.
I've heard of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do that yet, just for curiosity.
Let people see how to do.
I've been wanting to go up there sometime.
It's interesting.
Just to see it, you know, if I have time. Sometime I thought